I want to take everyone back to Canterbury. We've been reporting over the course of this evening that police and bomb disposal experts had sealed off a part of the city centre after a suspicious fire at Marks and Spencer, the discovery of a suspect package near a railway line. Well, Kent Police have confirmed that that package was in fact an elaborate hoax, but they have tweeted also that there are reports of suspicious activity at the cricket ground in Canterbury. And that's where the Indian team were playing today. And they're still, as we understand, last we heard, they were at the ground. They may have gone now. Let's talk to Steve Wolfe. He's a sports journalist from Kent Sports News. Steve, bring us up to date with what you know is going on at the moment.
Yeah, I can confirm that the Indian cricket team have left the ground. We were all evacuated from all the buildings at the St Lawrence ground after the police arrived and told us all to get out of all buildings and move away from any of the stands. The Indian cricket team, like most of us, were ushered onto the outfield of the St Lawrence ground under sort of heavy security. And ultimately they were ushered away in a fleet of taxis under heavy police guard.
Just tell us what that was like. Literally, you, other people in the ground and the Indian squad were all left on the outfield.
That's right. The game had come to a conclusion. Probably sort of most of the fans had sort of already left the ground, and I was chatting to some of the players. Some of the players were still sort of getting showered, and literally the police suddenly arrived shouting at us all to sort of move quickly, get away from the buildings, sort of congregate, you know, on the outfield for our own personal safety.
So it doesn't sound a particularly calm or ordered instruction. It sounds like there was a certain amount of, if not panic, then certainly a hurry up there.
The police were obviously very concerned because they believe there's a suspect package in a bin behind the Frank Woolley stand at the St Lawrence grounds. The bomb disposal team are here now investigating it, and they've closed off the whole ground now for the whole evening. Players are sitting here from the Kent cricket team sort of hastily trying to arrange lifts home.
So whereabouts are you at the moment, Steve? Are you stuck inside the ground, just outside? Where are you?
No, literally on the edge of the ground. We've all been evacuated to the entrance of the ground, probably a good 300-400 yards from any buildings to ensure our safety whilst the police, bomb squads and police and British Transport Police have gone in to sort of investigate this package.
And what is it that you can see at the moment? What activity is going on at the ground?
At the moment, there's probably about 40 or 50 police officers in and around the ground. There's probably only a dozen or so players and staff left here. Most of the players have found lifts home, got taxis. The two umpires from the game have unfortunately got both their vehicles too near the suspect package, so they're not allowed to go back and get their vehicles, so they'll have to probably find an alternative accommodation. But yeah, the police in the distance are dealing with this suspect package in the bin. They've sent in the specialist teams to investigate what it is.
Okay, that's Steve Wolfe reporting live